latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news with the transfer business. And it appears that the drawn-out pursuit of playmaker Riyad Mahrez could be days away from conclusion, according to the Mirror. City had seemed set to sign Mahrez in the winter, only for a deal to be pushed away at the last second, with a price tag unwilling to be met of £80 million. Mahrez is absent from pre-season training until next week after playing in the international friendlies last month, and the Mirror says that increases the likelihood of never pulling on the Foxes' colours again. Reports claim the Manchester Evening News also said that City will sign for Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Claudio Gomez this month. They cannot conclude a move until July 23rd, though, when he will become 18 years of age. Moving on into other speculation, and reported target Jorginho has not been included in Napoli's squad for pre-season as the move to the City moves even closer. Jorginho played a key role in Napoli's unsuccessful title challenge last term, featuring 39 times across all competitions, including scoring 4 goals. Napoli president Aurelio De Laurentiis claimed in June that the Serie A club had turned down a €50 million bid, but he's expected, of course, that City will return with a better bid to land their man. Finally then, and former Arsenal star Manuel Abue has said that Pep Guardiola was responsible for the decline in Yaya Touré's career. The 35-year-old Touré joined City in 2010, but was released at the end of last season after 8 years with the Citizens. He, of course, was clashing on occasions with Guardiola, and Abue insists the way he was treated was not right. He told ESPN, "As a player, you sometimes have a period in which you cannot work with a trainer, and because your future, you have to go elsewhere. Obviously, Guardiola and Yaya, my brother, did not get along. It was already from the Barcelona era. He's a great player. I think he can put the highest level for some years. He's the kind of player who can tip a match." That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.